Now, most people, when you say in abundance to the full until it overflows, they automatically go towards money. And money is part of it, but you could have all the money in the world and still be miserable. How many celebrities do you know, or athletes do you know, who have had all this money and still was on drugs, had all this money and still struggled with alcohol, had all this money and was going from relationship to relationship, from marriage to marriage, because money in itself, it can help you bring about happiness, but it's not the determining factor of whether you're going to be happy or not, because you can be broker than the first set of the Ten Commandments and still have joy in the Lord, knowing that the more you continue to follow in His ways, the more you do it His way, His will, and His word, what comes with that is a life that's in abundance to the full until it overflows, which means that many people might have a house, but they don't have a home. Many people might have medicine, but they still don't have healing. Many people might have a partner, but they don't have a life mate who they can do life with. Many people can have a date, but it doesn't mean that you have somebody who that you can confide in, someone you can talk to, someone who's there when you need them the most. God says, I have all those things and more in my kingdom. And He says, you don't even have to chase after those things. Far too many times what's happening is we spend so much time chasing after things that we never begin to chase or accomplish the plans and purposes and will of God. And we get to our mid-30s and 40s and realize that we're closer to the end than we are to the beginning. And all of a sudden we get this aha moment. Man, what have I done with my life? Did my life even matter while I was here on the earth?